Now, why have I digressed into all this poetic analysis? Is this just academic onanism? I hope not. It's meant to give you a feeling of the boiling poetic situation that was awaiting the messianic advent of neoclassicism, just as the musical situation awaited Stravinsky's neoclassicism. You see, the ground is all similarly prepared. There's a perfect analogy. The ground is just waiting for its neoclassic master, in this case, of course, T.S. Eliot. What was it that Eliot brought to poetry that was so sorely needed, and to which he brought to such a point of perfection? In short, why neoclassicism? It was sorely needed indeed, because it was a security blanket for the whole literary world to clutch at in its sudden, death-ridden distress. You see, we tend to view our century as so advanced, so prosperous and swift in its developments, that we lose sight of its deeper, truer self-image, which is the image of a shy, frightened child, adrift in a shaky universe, living under the constant threat of mummy and daddy about to divorce or die. And so we must cover up, we must hide our profound embarrassment and direct emotional expression. We can no longer say, like Schubert, du bist die Ruhe, just like that, or like Matthew Arnold, ah, love, let us be true to one another. We can't afford that luxury. We're too scared.